The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow, we're here. I think we're here everywhere today, live on our video stream. We still are working out a few things on that video, but we're here live with the audio. We're with the station WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hello to everyone over in the live video chat. It's great to have you back with us. It's been interesting. So with that, what are we doing this week? We are going to explore the full moon, which came today, the full moon in a fiery Aries energy. It's a strong full moon. It's considered to be a strong full moon by the astrologers. And so I was looking into this because these moons and this influence and this cycle has really been felt, not just by me, but by others. It wasn't necessarily what I focus on. Mine is more on metaphysics, positive, your focus of thought, your intention, the energy and the root cause behind everything we experience, positive and negative. The reason I started bringing some of this into the show was because I saw a synchronicity, and it was actually helping to explore a little bit of that. The angels are what my passion is, and I have been working with them since I was a child. So I always go to them and I say, you know, you're here to help us connect with our divine within us, to be that messenger between us and the divine energy, which is love. And what would you give us as guidance? Not to tell us what to do, because they won't do that. But what about some guidance on this full moon? Because this one looks a little potent. There's a lot going on out there in the world today, and it's quite overwhelming. Change is happening very rapidly, and we feel a little bit discombobulated. How's that for a word on the radio? And, you know, what do you do? And we're all feeling that just a bit. So I wanted to share with you some things that they gave us. First of all, the energy of Aries is very go-get-em, and it's a masculine energy. And that masculine energy is within all of us. Whether you're man or woman, we all have both male and feminine energies. We call them masculine, feminine, of the energy of what we are. Okay, this is about energy and metaphysics a little bit here. So what is it with Aries? Well, it's the one that's proactive. It's the go-get-em. It's the, you know, let's make things happen. Let's be productive. Where our feminine is more nurturing. We went over some of that last week. But this influence of balancing the two is one of the themes of October. This full moon comes in raging with some energy here to like get things done. It's time. Last month was a little bit calmer. Maybe you're thinking, are you kidding me? No, I know the storms. I know all the crazy stuff going on out there. And my heart goes out to everyone that is experiencing a major challenge right now. It's coming in many different forms. I know that. And I have been keeping my meditations and my intentions out there on for everyone. But we also have to make sure that we're paying attention to what we have going on in our own life, our own backyard, and don't get lost in that, because we help when we stay strong and we can give out that strong energy of positive and that love. And right now I can't imagine the world not needing a little bit more. And that's what my focus is here, is to focus bringing more of that to you, because that's what we need, especially in times that are challenging. So here we have this energy that's very fiery. And at the same time, we have, and I won't go deep into the astrology, I'm going into what the angels were guiding here. And it was, how is this affecting you in particular? For example, this energy might have you being a bit more irritable, a little bit more outspoken, and maybe the delivery isn't the best it can be, if you think about it that way. That's a trait of Aries that can be a little challenging. And then there's this side of you that's like, hang on, you want to speak up for yourself. You want to stand in your own power. You don't want to give that away and be drained. How can you do that in a nurturing way with love infused behind it, supporting it with the feminine side of that, where that's that balance? And so some people might be feeling it that way, but some people might be feeling like, I'm done, I'm ready for a change, I'm out of here, you know, that kind of thing. Some are responding in anger or in intensity. So you're looking at how it's affecting you individually while this happens. Now, the influence of a full moon, for those that aren't as familiar as at following all of these things, it's usually about 2 weeks. I normally feel it about a week onset before and then about a week after. Some people don't feel it till it's right there and then 2 weeks after. And full moons are really a focus on what we're ready to put down, let go of, and walk away from and be done with. They also set us up and clear the slate. It's like a house cleaning on the inside. And when you use that intention with that, to set you up, and it gives you a week or two to set you up for when a new moon comes, which is all about brand new. We're ready to rock and roll into something new. So this one's a little bit interesting because of a lot of the dynamics that are moving in right now. I asked the angels, you know, with so much going on, I wanted to keep this simplified, not complicated. And sometimes if you're not familiar, when you go in and read some of that stuff, you're like, what are they talking about? I don't want to come across that way. And I can get deep, but I don't want to come across that way. I want to come across with just a basic, you know, let's get to some of the main points and aspects that will help you. This Aries moon is going to prompt you to take action somewhere in your life. What is that action that it's looking for you to do? It's asking for you to take action. That's one of the things I'm seeing. It wants you to start claiming back your life. What has detracted or, you know, derailed you or gotten in the way of you being on your path the way you know you should be? Or I don't even like to use the word should. That has sort of a guilt vibration to it. I don't really want to use that word. But really where you know you're intended to be, where you feel your peace, where you feel your happiness, this moon can help you with that because it's getting up and out of, you know, getting up and doing something about it. If you're one of the procrastinators out there, if you're one of the ones that really hesitates or, you know, second guesses your decisions, this energy can be a benefit to you. And one of the other aspects that's very positive right now with this month is it's a Mars and Venus month, which is kind of a romantic with relationships. It's like the male energy is being expressed and the feminine energy, and it's looking for that perfect balance. Balance, not domination, not, you know, all that. But balance, respect for one another and the different approaches to life between those two energies. And the way to really begin bringing that into your life is within yourself. If you have your own feminine, masculine energy within yourself, we talked about it last week, which one is needing some balance? Which one has a little bit too much going on and you need a little bit more of the opposite one to find that happy medium? That's what you're looking for. When you do that within yourself, you will see that start to come into your real world, your real life. And some of that could be work-related, friends, not just intimate or personal relationships, could be family, it could be your relationship with how you treat yourself. And I'm going to go into that a little bit more because that's where I want to take your focus. I want to take it to your inner wisdom with the help of the angels on this show. And I did do some meditation and I called upon them to see who would come through. And at the moment we have, and you know, I never know what they're going to bring into me in the middle of the show. But before the show started, of course, we have Michael. Michael, you know, very much the, you know, the warrior, the protector. And so he's representing the masculine energy side of things. And then we had Archangel Haniel, which she's very much a wonderful angel, represents a feminine nurturing side, but with the moon energy, she's great to work with as well. Because for some people, the cycles of the moon really affect you more than maybe somebody else. Other people are like, I don't get it. Doesn't do a thing for me. That's fine. That's fine. But other people, it does. I know that I can feel them coming on. And I've learned to work with that to the benefit, to better me as a person and on my soul growth. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about tapping into our inner wisdom with the help of the angels' guidance. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is tuning in to our inner wisdom with the help of the angels and their guidance. So first off, we had Michael come in, of course. Michael, I work with him quite a bit. Most healers and light workers or energy healers do, because he's very much about the toxicity, cutting those cords, helping you be proactive. So he's great to work with in this Aries full moon because he's all about that. He brings about this wonderful essence of you're safe, you're fine, and no matter what's going on around you, you can do this. He reminds me of like a personal trainer that says, you can do one more, you can keep going. We need that right now with all the things that we've been dealing with and processing. And for those grieving loss, and there's so much change that if you find that you're really having a hard time with the changes, look to see what you're trying to hang on to. Are you trying to, this came from Michael, by the way. I don't want to claim this. This was from him. In that meditation that I did for this show, he says, look to see if you're trying to put it back the way it was. That's probably going to cause you a lot more difficulty than anything else, because the world's changing and needs a different frequency. It is a different frequency. And so when it's like learning to ride a horse. You can go against it and you're bouncing all against the stride of the horse, or you can work with the stride of the horse and it's a smooth ride. That's very much one of the focuses that we're learning to adjust to. And in whatever it might be that you're having a difficulty with, but if you find that you're having some of the escalated physical symptoms, your body will tell you, hey, you know, if you're not listening one way, it'll try to tell you a different way. Your body's like an antenna for your spirit, your soul, to get your attention. When I started to listen to my body that way, I realized, oh, wow, I haven't heard this at another level. Wow, you really need me to pay attention to this. So I took it as thank you. I sort of just tell my body thank you when it had a pain or a discomfort or something going on. And I realized, no, you're talking to me. You're trying to tell me something. Thank you for that. So once I did that, it started to open up doors for the intuition to connect more. This is where that feminine nurturing intuition, your spirituality, listening to the higher self, listening to what spirit's calling you to do. It's really an alignment with it as a smooth ride is what I'm trying to say. So when Michael came through, he's like, what are you digging your heels in on that you're having a little trouble with on change? That's a big one. He also said, I can help you ask, call on me. Just call on me. I will help you with that. He also recommends daily right now with the way the energy is moving quickly and trying to work to bring us up to speed, so to speak. He said a daily clearing meditation would be a huge benefactor for everyone. Even if you think you got this thing figured out and you're just fine, it's a good idea. In fact, I've started increasing when I do mine. I'm doing a couple of day, not long ones, 5 to 10 minutes. I'm taking a moment and I'm stopping. I'm taking that break and I'm just going there. Instead of one big formal thing. I always had one and now I've added another and it made a huge difference. Because I found that it was becoming weird, like you couldn't keep your focus on anything. And I'm like, this is not me. This is different. But I had to be okay and not afraid that it was working to change me, my life, my experience, how I'm doing everything. And, you know, you have probably experienced some of that if you've been listening to the show. Change is going to happen. That's the natural way that energy moves. It moves forward. It does not stay still or stagnant. It is constantly and continually changing. So Michael said, hey, you know, you've got to let go of things that are trying to fall away. You've got to let go of things that need that change. And it might just be that you need to completely change how you're approaching something, not completely, oh, it's gone. That's it. That's done. That's a big one in relationships right now. It's not that it needs to go away as much as it needs maybe some TLC and some balancing. Maybe some of the struggle with who's in charge, or, you know, maybe it just needs to be restructured. And way you approach anything, if you're losing your zest, if you're losing your zest for your job or your passions in life, it could be that your journey is shifting in a big way. Some are having slight changes because they've been changing all along. Some people are just, they can change easily. Don't resent them because it's easy for them. Don't do that. I'm not saying it's easy for me either. That's why I'm here trying to help you guys, because I know what it's like. Don't be resentful because it's easy for another. You want what you want to do, and what I'm trying to say, I'm getting kind of deep here, but what you want to say, what you want to do with that is be happy for them, because where they are in their soul's journey, they figured that out. They may have come in that way. You chose maybe some bigger challenges in this lifetime. You chose to come here and really challenge yourself to overcome some obstacles. If you look at it that way, you're going to go, wow, I'm stronger than I realized. Because some of the challenges that come and you face, whoa, I had no idea I had that in me. That's looking at how strong you actually are. And, you know, there's that phrase that's like, we're never challenged with more than we can. And I believe it's in the Bible as well. It's in a lot of texts, actually, that you're never challenged beyond what you're capable of. But do you acknowledge that within yourself? This full moon, look to see that clearly. See yourself for the value that you are. Michael wants to help you with that. He wants to help you know that you can do that. He wants you to know that, oh my gosh, there really is quite a bit to me that I had no idea I could do. Are you afraid to take those steps? Are you afraid to try? A lot of times, trying something and it not working out doesn't mean it's a failure. It's an experience. You did more than likely learn something in that attempt, if you want to call it that. Most successful people try things many, many times, and then it still will, you know, fall under, go away, and then they got to go with something else. That's success. That means you get up and you keep going. One of the big things with the energy of this moon is it's about trusting yourself. It's a trusting that you've got what it takes, even when you feel like you're at your wit's end. You've got what it takes to keep going. You've got what it takes to make the move now for that big change you want. You've got what it takes. This Aries moon wants to show you that. Michael wants to support you in that. So if you've got some big things that you really want to put into play, I would seriously look into working with Michael and looking at working with the intention of this energy to let it help you. It's like supercharged batteries that can help you do this and take it to the distance. I love that about this. All the while, you're going to approach it in a new, refreshing way that respects the nurturing side of you, that respects creativity, which is the feminine energy, that respects we can try something new, we can redesign this, we can be thoughtful of another. And, you know, that's feminine, you know, just, and it has the love in it, the, you know, and it's nurturing yourself. It's kind of a really big deal right now. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's not going to let you avoid it. You really need to go there. Knowing that no matter what in life is thrown at you, that you can do it, that you can make something happen, you can make positive change, that's impressive. We, you know, that's the type of inspirational stories I like to read. I look for that positive inspiration in humanity to feed my soul, to feed me to keep going. And that's what I want to give you. I want to give you that energy from my heart. Like, just don't give up. Allow your feminine energy, your creative energy, that side of you that can maybe find a new way to be respected by the masculine energy. So it's not about just keep doing it the way it was. It's just not. It's, you know, it might take a leap of faith. It might just take, okay, I just got to go for it. It, you know, for some people, they just have to be okay with, they have to find a way. If you're a perfectionist, it's like, it's okay. I'll just be okay if it doesn't work. If that's what you need to do, that's more of like in the psychology realm, I guess. I'm not trying to say I'm psychology, but I've heard this before, that, you know, it's like a back door to get your mind to allow it and accept it and help you with your thoughts and intentions. To just say, you know, yeah, it's okay, go ahead. Because guess what? You've tried. It kept you from not doing it at all. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to try. You want to give it your best shot. Life is the whole part, the whole point of life is the experiencing, the journey, the trials and errors, the ups and downs, the good, the bad. It's the life journey. So that's a little bit of what we're talking about. I got a lot more to share with you, but we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. Like, how do you tap into that inner wisdom and trust it, which is your intuition, by the way. And we're going to do that with a little help from the angels. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back, and welcome to the show if you are just tuning in. We're talking about our inner wisdom, tapping into that, knowing that that is your intuition. And we had Archangel Michael come in that first half, and he's been sharing, don't fear your inner wisdom. Don't fear it. That was like, he just flat out said, don't fear it. And I'm there to guide you right through it. A lot of times when I'm dealing with something that's big and it challenges you and you feel yourself going in that direction, there's something that Michael always does with me that I actually, it makes me smile and it takes all of that intensity away. And I had a vision and a dream, so to speak, the other day with this. And I was fighting, you know, this bad energy. I was clearing the house, so to speak. And this was in a dream. And I couldn't get through this one section of the house. It was really fighting me. I turned around. Michael was at the bottom of the stairs, tosses his sword up to me. That's what he does. He tosses it. Here you go. And I feel like I'm in some swashbuckler movie. But it makes me smile. I know he's with me. That's just what he does with me. He just tosses that sword to cut it, to take it down, to disconnect it, to cut the cord of where the attachment might be. Anything like that, he can help you with that. Then you can move on, because that's what will hold you back. Now, Haniel also came in, and Haniel is great with working with moon energy, very nurturing, the cycles of the moon, how they affect you in a sensitive way. That would be the emotions, and emotions are a little on the raw side for a lot of people right now. And so this moon, this full moon, is asking us to be in our own power, stand in our own power, but be responsible with it. Come from a place of love and consideration for others. It's like, that's it right there. So, okay. Because if you feel like threatened, like you have to take or you have to hold, there's a fear of losing it somewhere. You want to explore, why do I feel that way? Why do I feel like I've got to hang on or fight for it? Why do you feel like that? That's what you want to look at. This is inside you in your own personal life we're talking about right now. Because the way to change the world is to start within yourself. There is two aspects here that are very important through the whole month of October, and that is that balance. So in order for us to be that strength, that trust that we're looking for within ourselves, how do we trust that when our emotions are all over the place? You're looking to respect the feminine side of you, that energy of you that's creative, that has emotions, that feels, that opens the heart to love. That's important. If you find that as a weakness, there's your big clue right there. Some of us are working through that. You may have been raised or you came in, you know, with that as a belief. One's not stronger than the other when it comes to energy. The balance and working together 50-50 is huge right now. And it has always been that way, but we're really at a place now where we're kind of being, I don't want to say forced. It's just, you can't avoid it anymore. You have to process this. It's more of a, I really need to look at this and readdress this. So if there's a part of you that feels that if you're emotional, man or woman, or you're feeling things, and I've seen that too, people are starting to feel things that felt like they had all that under control and they're not used to feeling. They don't know what to do with it. So it might feel like it's all over the place. Be responsible with it. Some of this might take a little bit of just be to yourself a little bit. Give yourself that time out if you need it. Collect your thoughts before you go barreling over top of someone. One of the shadow aspects of Aries energy is it just stomps and just rolls all over top of everybody, kind of in a too strong. So you don't want to do that. This is a very powerful energy that can help you in a very positive way. It can actually be a very positive aspect between the two with this balance in respect. Respecting these energies in another, too, in your relationships. If you have some relationships that could use a little work, you know, you're tweaking that or they've been challenged, look to see what could you respect in that other person. Be the one that makes the first move. What could you respect in another? Because in order to have it back, we have to give, you know, we give to receive, so to speak. A lot of people won't do that when they're at a wit's end in a relationship. And it might be that you need to limit your exposure in very toxic situations. Absolutely. If this is toxic, dysfunctional, all that, why are you still there? Think about that. Maybe this is that month where you can take a stand and do something about that. Break away, get into your own life and take back your life. This is about standing in your strength, and you'll be more powerful than you were ever before when you respect that other side of you, that feminine, nurturing, love, creative side. Why? Because we need to create a lot of new pathways. It's not going to work doing it the old way anymore for a lot of areas of life. Even our relationships, it might even be, everything we approach. I'm feeling that everywhere. Absolutely everywhere in my life. You know, I had a plan, and then I'm like, you know what? I've just got to stop worrying about if the plan unfolds or not. Just keep going with wherever I feel happy in that moment. What brings joy to me? That's what I'm doing. And it doesn't mean that I'm not fulfilling. It means that I'm discovering things along the way that I never knew were there, which you can do too. This is a big deal. You can do that very same thing. You can look to see what in your life, you know, that could use a different approach. Don't be afraid to go and create that different approach. Great example for that. Your masculine energy is like, we need to move forward with this. We need to change it up. That's proactive. Then it doesn't have a plan. So you switch over to your feminine energy. It's to create. Well, let's try this or this or this. And the goal is they work together. They are working at their strengths, but they're working together with a respect. Once you respect that within yourself, it'll be a lot easier for you to see how you do or do not respect it in another, which is a really big deal for making big changes in the world today. Haniel works with the emotional side, works with that nurturing, how the different cycles of the moon affect you. She is incredible to work with if you're working on your intuition and clairvoyancy, or you're trying to be in a connection with the angels. I love working with Haniel because it is what it is the way it comes across to me. It is what it is. Michael always makes me feel safe. I don't have to worry about it. And all of these angels are divine beings that support us in our connection with the divine. It's all a team effort to help you be in that best connection that you can be, and to keep growing in that connection. Your higher self is that divine spark within you. And if that divine spark is within you, which this moon can really support you in seeing as well, because all of this is going to bring you right back to that, nothing's impossible. Nothing. Every potential, every idea, everything that you want to send out in divine love. And divine love is super important right now. Wow. We need a lot of it right now. So that's what I'm focusing on. But this is a powerful moon. It, you know, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on in your life, it's one of those moons that pick yourself back up. We're not done yet. You can do this. Come on. You know, it's really like that. And I know some of you are like, I am tired of this. I am tired of all this. I've gone through so much. This is going to help you pick yourself up, pull you out of that mode, and take you into a place of, you know what? If I've gotten through it this much, man, what is it that I can do? If I've survived or if I've overcome these challenges, it's not about just living to survive, okay? It's not about doing that. I know you feel that way sometimes right now. But this one is going to really help you dig in there and and sort that out. Michael can clear away the toxic thoughts, the toxic energies, the toxic anything that might be tied to you. Ask him to help you clear and cut that. I'm just reminding you, we said this earlier, but he also said, do a little more meditation, maybe a couple of times a day. Take 5 minutes and just see yourself in a very protective shield. I use a triangle a lot. I like the sacred geometry of the triangle. You can use any shape, but I personally like the triangle. I switch it out with colors, but my favorites are white and gold with the sparkle in it. When I feel like I need a lot of healing, I add the green, and I always have it reflective. Whatever I am trying to feel safe or clear out, I make sure that nothing can penetrate that that's not for divine love and good. And I just shield it. I make it to where it's reflective. This is something that I do. This is something you can do in 5 minutes, not even five, maybe 2 minutes. Whenever you need it during the day, you might need it just grocery shopping. Do it. Just take a minute and do it. 15 seconds. You'd be surprised how much power is in that tiny little bit of intention. So we have one more segment. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with some of the guidance the angels have for this month and this full moon that we're in right now. I'm Dr. Jen. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back. If you are just tuning in, we're in our last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And a big shout out and hello to everyone in the video chat. I just want to say hello and a warm welcome to you. I see we have a brand new one. And we have a couple of people that have been there before. So I want to say hello to all of you. And thanks for being with us and your patience with the video interesting challenges we've had recently. But we're on today. So yay, we're happy. Now, we're talking about that inner wisdom, tapping into it with the help of our angel friends. And Michael, Archangel Michael, and Haniel have come through today. Now, a couple of tips. That's what I want to close the show out with right now. A couple of tips that they had for us in this is when you are faced with, you know, like something challenging in a relationship, be careful, because this moon is, aggressive, I guess is the word. Okay. If it's used in a negative way, it could be intense and not what you want. Watch out for that. Watch yourself. Do your best to take a deep breath before responding and ask to tap into that nurturing love side of you. So you are going to keep that strong masculine energy moving forward in your life, but with that feminine balance. And instead of just stampeding all over top of it, you don't have to conquer to win. It's not about winning or losing anymore. It's about coexisting within our own self with our energies. We have these energies within us. It's about respecting the two. So if you're second guessing yourself, Michael said, talk to me if you feel like tempers are flaring, you're having trouble with holding your tongue. Watch out for that. Haniel said, if you're feeling super sensitive with the emotions, call on me. The super sensitivity is very common around moon cycles, especially full moons. I mean, some people it really does affect. And if it does, that means you're probably very intuitive and highly sensitive to energy shifts. Have you ever considered that? A lot of people are trying to tap into their energy and their intuition and they want to know how. If you find that you're one of those people that can feel that like that, you've already got quite a bit right there under your belt that you could learn how to use. Basically, you're learning how to get to know how it works for you. That's exactly what that is. And it will be more, it's more to the surface, more exposed when the energies are heightened like they are right now. Now, this energy is intense. So if there's something that you need to take care of, that you need to do, that you've been wanting to do, use this energy in a positive way with your, you know, balance. Now's the time to make it happen. That is really a big deal for you. I mean, it really is a time where you can make things happen for yourself. If you're second guessing, that means balancing that feminine energy, trusting it to be just as strong as your male energy. Do you berate yourself? Do you put yourself down? I mean, these are things you're looking for. These are keys that'll tell you what you're looking for in your own life. And honestly, doing those meditations on a regular basis. So quickly before we go off, we did this, I think, last week, but I want to do it again for those that are, you know, brand new. Michael has recommended that we do a couple of really short clearing meditations, or just, you know, clear your energy. This is very energy healing too. So if you just, today we'll focus with the triangle because I like the triangle. If you focused on the shape of a triangle and it's completely enclosed, not open anywhere, has a floor, everything, and you're inside of it, and then the outside of it is the silvery gold, bright sparkles that reflect, almost blinding. I love it because it's pretty to me. And but at the same time, it's reflecting the energies away that I need to stay away, like negative energies. And you just, you're clearing and you're shielding and you're protecting. So if you think about that energy and take that energy in, into your body, into your whole being, into your heart, into your lungs, and then let it just completely coat the outside of you, you're protected. You can do this with your home, your car, your anything, your office, your work, where your place of business, whatever that might be. You can even work with your websites. Yes. For me, it's like all of my technology equipment. Yes. All of that kind of stuff is crazy, right? Well, you want to do this for yourself. This is honoring and respecting. This is protecting what is yours, what is rightfully yours. This is protecting your energy, your life path, you, who you are, what you came here to do, so you can do what you came here to do. Remember, respecting a creative new outlet is important right now. Haniel will help you with that. Don't just state, oh, I'm not talented, I'm not creative. A lot of people, I hear them say that to me. I can't do that. I'm not. Well, maybe you thought that at one time, but actually you are if you're finding a new pathway in life. It doesn't have to be in the arts. Maybe you're redesigning how you do anything. Maybe you're looking for a change. Maybe you're looking for a new place to live. Maybe you're looking for a new job. Maybe a new relationship. Maybe fixing the one you have. Guys, everything doesn't have to go out the window when we talk about all this new. But it does require, if you're going to keep something in your life, it does require for it to be refreshed, maybe improved, upgraded, updated, something. Think about it that way. The energy is here to support us for a better life. And that is huge. And I really want to make sure you hear that part. There's so much going on out there. I know it's overwhelming. My heart goes out to you. But at the same time, I want to say this to everyone. We can have that compassion and we can help another, which we see has been beautiful with all the things that have been going on. But at the same time, we need to do that and it not drain us. You don't want to be completely depleted where you don't have anything left to tend to you. That would be neglecting you. That's not self-love. That actually is detrimental. This is important that you acknowledge that in order to help another, you have to be whole, fresh, and rejuvenated with this love flowing through you. And that's what those meditations can do. Michael suggested that we do that pretty often, like a couple of times a day. You could do it 5-10 times a day, but really just a couple of minutes focusing on this beautiful, like I call it an elixir of energy, just floating through and clearing out whatever is there. That's the way I look at it and see it. I've been doing it more than once a day. In fact, I thought I was going to become very ill in the last few days. It was an energy just, and I knew it was something off. My body was screaming at me to tell me, and then I did this, and boy, it went away within an hour. That's how I knew it was just an energetic density that needed to go. If you do that and you still got something going on, you know, obviously you've got to tend to something that's physical. I'm not saying don't, but sometimes it really just is the energy that needs to go away. Working with energy doesn't cost anything. It really doesn't. You can help, you can pay for someone to help you with it, or you can learn it. But honestly, I'm trying to give you a couple of tools that you can do on your own because I want to give you that. The world needs a little bit of love right now, and that's my way of giving it to you. That's what this show is about. That's what I'm trying to do every week, and I don't want to give that up because I love you guys. We're out of time, so I've got to go. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much over in the chat. We love having you with us, and we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.